Inside handoff to Woodhead out of the gun, and he gets slammed by Nick Roche. Fumble the ball. It's picked up by Ralston Bobbin, picked up by Woodson. Running back in, 10, 5, touchdown, Raiders!
A piece of history there for Charles Woodson, tying the Raider Hall of Famer Rod Woodson and Darren Sharper with his 13th defensive touchdown. And Rod Woodson was actually there to call the game on Westwood One. First time we've had Charles on the Silver and Black Show since what, 2005?
It's been a long time.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Tell me about the touchdown, 13th on defense in the history of the league. Tell me about the moment. And you dove into the end zone there.
Yeah. Well, I guess, you know, it really wasn't supposed to happen for me. You know, great play. I think Nick Roche knocked the ball out. Brandon Ross picks it up. And, you know, I was for sure I was going to be blocking for him, you know, to get into the end zone. But he just so happened to drop it. And I was Johnny on the spot, pick it up. And I knew what it meant.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, I had to get into the end zone. And it was really one guy to beat, and that was Phillip Rivers. And if I can't beat Phillip Rivers to the end zone, something's wrong.
And then you vaulted into the end zone.
Yeah.
Then you went over to the sideline once it was confirmed by Jeff Triplett, touchdown. You gave, I don't know if you were making a heart signal there, but it was O for Oakland.
Much
love, huh?
Yeah, I'm throwing that O up for Oakland, man. I'm happy to be back here. You know, the reception that I received coming back out here to the Bay, man, was incredible. So that O, that's for Oakland.
11 interception returns, 2 fumbles, a total of 13. I remember your first ever touchdown. Remember Jake Plummer?
Yeah, Arizona.
At the old place, the 50-yarder back at Sun Devil Stadium.
Yep.
Amazing career you've had. You got to be proud.
You know, I'm very proud. I'm very thankful. You know, I'm blessed. You know, they always say the NFL is not for long. And in the not for long league, I've been able to last 16 years. And I think for anybody that's played that long, that means a lot.
The guy that you walked in here with, the Heisman, back in 98, 22 years of age. Now you're 37.
Yeah.
How are you different?
You know, I'm married now, you know, with kids. And, of course, that changes you, you know, without saying, you know, so... just things have slowed down for me, I think, in a lot of ways. I mean, I was moving 100 miles an hour, you know, coming out of college. And now, you know, things have just kind of slowed down, just exactly the way the game has slowed down for me over the years.
The move to free safety, strong safety in Green Bay and free safety. Mm-hmm. Al Davis would talk about moving Charles Woodson to safety for years.
Yeah.
How close did he come to moving you to safety when you were a Raider the first time?
Not close, but that's what a lot of people don't know, is that we would always have conversations, and he'd be like, I think you'd make a great free safety. And I'd be like, nah. You know, at that time, I'm young, and I'm a cornerback, and, you know, we think in terms of dollars. I'm like, hey, I'm not letting you move me to free safety just so you can pay me free safety money. I'm staying here at corner. but he, you know, he was adamant about it, you know, and he always had that conviction that one day I'd be a great free safety.
Chasen Tarver, the young defensive coordinator here. You played with some great ones, obviously, Dom Capers in Green Bay. What's it like? This guy's got a lot of energy. He loves to activate everybody.
Maybe too much energy.
A little too much?
Yeah.
He loves to activate number 24, too.
Yeah.
He likes to blitz you.
You know, the great thing about his defense is that everybody gets activated. And he utilizes everybody on our defense. So, you know, going into the game, it may be me, it may be Brandon, it may be Usama, you know, it might be the corners, the Will, the Mike. You just don't know. Every week is going to be somebody different. I think the guys on the team respond to that because, you know, it's not going to be just one guy, you know, that gets the action. You know, it may be your turn this week and you got to go make the plays.
You guys are playing better on defense week to week to me. And last week, the word I would use is just tight. You guys were tight, whether it was zone or man. You rallied up, you tackled, you played tight against the Chargers.
Well, I think that we have, you know, 9 new guys here that are starting on defense. And I think we're all just really getting acclimated to the defense and understanding, you know, what's expected of you in a particular defense. And I think we already have a fast defense, but once you really understand it, then you play even faster because you know where you're supposed to be. And I think we're slowly but surely covering up some of the holes, you know, that have been, you know, hurting us early on. And that game against San Diego, we played very well.
Arrowhead Stadium. I remember your first game.
Yeah.
Was at Arrowhead Stadium. Andre Rison.
Andre, man.
17-0 before you could blink.
Oh my goodness.
You remember that game?
That was a rough one early, man. I remember being so anxious before the game, my first NFL game. And they hit me with 3 passes, bam, 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 back-to-back touchdown to Andre Rison. and then finally settle down and you know, say, okay, wait a minute, you know, I'm supposed to be here. Let me do what I do my job and settle down after that. But you know, it's always been a great game, you know, between us and Kansas City, and it's going to be fun to be back a part of this.
What's the challenge with this offense with Alex Smith? Not turning the ball over. He's got Charles McCluster and Bo, and they got Donnie Avery running the shallow cross. They got weapons all over the field, Charles.
Yeah, they got weapons, and I think, you know, for them, I think Jamal Charles is the key. You know, he is an explosive guy. He's a home run guy. He can take it the distance at any time. But I think Alex is doing a great job of, like you say, protecting the ball, not turning it over, and he's spreading the ball around. So they're getting the ball to McCluster, they're getting it to Charles, getting it to Avery, like you said, and they're able to march the ball, you know, down the field at times. And I think probably the biggest plus for them is their defense. The defense is getting the ball back for them a lot.
He's not a guy that can win just on the ability to throw the football. He's got to have a good running game, a good defense to go along with it. But once he has those ingredients, you know, he manages the offense very, very well.